During the coronavirus lockdown, Vocalise, who normally provide audio-described performances at major theatre productions, are putting clips on the internet instead to keep people entertained. For those of you who are unfamiliar with audio description, the following article will give you a taste of what you're missing. It's called Illuminated River, and it relates to a London-based art project. It's very vivid in its descriptions, and most listeners will probably be familiar with the Thames and its bridges.
Illuminated River is a major public artwork by American artist Leo Villareal with architects Lifshutz, Davidson, Sandilands, which brings dynamic light and colour to the heart of the city, unifying up to 15 central London bridges across the River Thames, defining them as sculptural and symbolic links between the city's diverse communities. London's bridges have historically played a vital role in the growth and prosperity of the city. The individual histories and cultural settings of the bridges are the stories of how London came into being as the interconnected city that we now know. In the past, London's bridges played a far more social role, some with shops and stalls lining their length. Today, though, the bridges have been somewhat relegated to the role of simply providing a means to cross the river. By revealing their architectural beauty, Illuminated River reconnects people to these distinctive public structures and to the Thames itself, acting as a catalyst to cultivate new opportunities for use of the riverscape, and defining the bridges as renewed civic spaces for Londoners. Once complete, it will be the longest public art commission in the world, at 2.5 miles in length, along 4.5 nautical miles of the River Thames, with integrated motion across 15 bridges, creating a cohesive artwork for the first time. Leo Villareal and Lifshutz Davison Sandilands won an open international competition launched in June 2016 to light up central London's Thames bridges. The competition received more than 105 submissions from teams all over the world. Leo Villareal paints with light, using software and light to create complex, rhythmic artworks. His installations use specially created programming code to subtly change the brightness and colour of 186,000 energy-efficient LED lights to produce sequenced patterns that play across the bridge structures. To the primary colours of light, red, green and blue, Villareal has added amber. When mixed together, these four provide him with a palette of some 16 million colours. The amber adds intensity, making the colours not just brighter, but seeming to glow from within. Villareal's patterns are abstract and organic, moving in a gently kinetic way, inspired by the natural and social activity of the river and surrounding embankments. Barges and boats moving cargo and people, cars, pedestrians, trains, and the ebb and flow of the tides. Each bridge has its own unique character. Some are iconic, others more humble and functional. The artwork for Illuminated River engages specifically with the site of each bridge, respecting and revealing their distinctive histories and architectural features. As an artwork designed to last at least 10 years, Villareal was conscious of making it subtle and easy to live with, engaging with the bridge's immediate environment, minimizing sky glow and reducing the light spill into the river by 75%. As well as improving the lighting, the project is also energy efficient. In Villareal's words, "Our aim is for a lighting concept which reduces pollution and wasted energy, is sensitive to history and ecology, and subtly rebalances the ambient lighting on the river to provide a beautiful nighttime experience for residents and visitors." Leo Villareal has created temporary and permanent light sculptures for public spaces and museums throughout the United States and across the world, including the famous Bay Lights on the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge, installed in 2013. Running a length of 3 kilometers or 1.8 miles, the work consists of 25,000 energy-efficient, low-voltage LED lights. Villarreal was inspired by the surrounding area to guide his custom sequencing, integrating the kinetic motion of the water, air, and traffic to create abstract, organic patterns in light on the bridge's cables. Illuminated River is rooted in classic artistic practices, using colours and light treatments inspired by the palettes of Impressionist masters and English Romantics who repeatedly painted the Thames. Like these artists, Villarreal works outside or en plein air. Using the bridges as his canvas, he sits by the riverbank with his laptop, sequencing LED lights into painterly washes of colour. For Illuminated River, Villarreal's light compositions mimic the ever-changing movement of the river, using shifting hues that are drawn from the London sky during sunset, in moonlight, or at sunrise. These expressive compositions continue the traditions of artists such as Monet, Turner, and Whistler, who were interested in the blending of art and science, and excelled in rendering light through the mixing of colour. This first phase of Illuminated River lights up 4 bridges: London, Cannon Street, Southwark, and Millennium Bridges. As well as being a major artwork in its own right, Illuminated River is also a stimulus for other artists. Composers at Guildhall School of Music and Drama have written original musical scores, excerpts of which are interwoven in our descriptions, responding to the atmospheric, social, and historical context of the bridges and to Villarreal's artwork. The Illuminated River artwork has also inspired these audio descriptive pieces. Impressionistic rather than literal, as Leo Villarreal's use of generative computer code means that none of his light sequences are ever repeated. Patterns and colours constantly evolve so that viewers at different times will encounter subtly different forms that play out across the bridges, much as the movement of road, rail, and pedestrian traffic over the bridges will be similar from day to day, but never exactly the same.